There is an event coming up in Sharon, Connecticut, that is an interesting event, and it's a showing of a couple of documentary films on the Kennedys, as a matter of fact, and it is coming up in Sharon, Connecticut, at Town Hall, October 4th, and then again October 6th, the different shows on different days, and right now it is being put on by the Sharon Democratic Committee. Okay, Jill Drew is joining us right now. Good morning, Jill. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Marshall. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. It's nice. It's always nice to get to Friday because I get to sleep in 3 hours later on both Saturday and Sunday. So
you got a nice weekend planned?
Yeah, cool. Every weekend we try to do that. Well, let's talk a little bit about this. Once again, it's the screening of a couple of different political films, not on the same night, one on Friday, October 4th, and one on Sunday, October 6th in the afternoon. Let's talk about the two pictures that will be screened.
Okay, well, let me say one thing first, is we're doing a double feature at both screenings.
Oh, you are?
So Friday night at 7 and Sunday at 2, you'll get the treat to see two films that really changed the way documentary films were made. And they were made by my late father-in-law, Robert Drew, who lived in Sharon the last years of his life. In fact, that's why my husband and I live in Sharon, because we were here to see them so much, and we ended up buying a house here. But so the two films, one is called Primary, and it follows John F. Kennedy as a senator as he's running for the Democratic nomination against Hubert Humphrey in Wisconsin. And the second one is called Crisis Behind a Presidential Commitment. And that is Kennedy in the White House in 1963 as George Wallace, the governor of Alabama, has vowed to stand in the schoolhouse door and block the admittance of two African-American students to the university. And there is a court order, you know, forcing racial integration at all public schools. And the president and his brother, Robert Kennedy, who was the attorney general, have to enforce this court order. And what's fascinating about this film, and I think it's one of the, a masterpiece, is it's the only time that an independent documentary filmmaker was allowed in the Oval Office while decisions are being made. So you see these couple of scenes of Bobby and the president and all of their advisors sitting around talking about how this is going to go down. And then you get to watch the whole thing go down. So what's revolutionary about it is in 1960 and 63, when these films were made, camera technology was such that if you were trying to record something really happening, like with synchronized sound, you couldn't do it. The cameras were too heavy to carry. They had to be on tripods. And the audio equipment you would need, like, would fit the top of a big desk. You couldn't carry it around. It's not like our iPhone today where we can, you know, everything is seamless. So Bob and another three filmmakers who ended up becoming quite famous in documentary circles cut down a camera, jury-rigged a line that would bring it to an audio recorder that you could actually carry, and followed the characters through the scenes. So there's no stand-up reporter telling you what's happening. You basically get to watch what today feels like a very modern documentary, but made with jury-rigged equipment and, you know, just to me, I'm so delighted to be able to show these films here because they both capture what politics was like then in a very intimate way, and it also has this sense of modernity.
Once again,
let me say one last thing. Primary is only 30 minutes for reasons I'll explain at the film, and Crisis is only an hour, so we can put them both in both days for only an hour and a half of the film, and then we'll have a discussion afterwards.
Once again, what we're talking about is the showing of two films back-to-back on two different days at the Sharon Town Hall, Friday, October 4th at 7, Sunday, October 6th at 2 p.m. You get both films back-to-back, be about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes with the films. primary, the JFK campaign for president back in 1960. Wow. And crisis behind a presidential commitment. We're speaking with Jill Drew. And Jill, what I find interesting listening to what you say is necessity is a thing that brings about invention. I can imagine what your father, what he faced setting up to try to do what he did, because anybody who's been in broadcasting for any length of time knows that that's the great thing about filmmaking and broadcasting, is that when you're out there and you're doing something in a real-time nature, there is no option for failure.
That's right. That's right. You're only going to get that scene once. And if what you're trying to do is, you know, capture it as it happens, it's all on the line. You know, there's a real art to this kind of filmmaking. And one of the things my father-in-law would say, and I think everyone who does this kind of filmmaking says, is you kind of have to anticipate what you think is going to happen and place yourself there, but then you don't really know. So, you know, it's a lot of talk these days about mindfulness, being present. When you shoot these kind of films, you have to be very present with your characters. There is no storyboards you're going after. You're following. It's history as it's being made. And one of the things that's very interesting, you know, why has no camera, independent camera, been inside the Oval Office when decisions have been made since then? Well, because it's really unpredictable. And JFK really had to trust. I'll tell this story at the screening, but just the whole process of getting President Kennedy and getting in the first film, Hubert Humphrey, to agree to let this camera follow them around is a whole story in themselves. And it does show the tenacity and vision of my father-in-law and the other filmmakers, is they wanted to bring real life to the screen. Like, you know, then at the time, documentaries were, someone would stand in front of a bunch of B-roll with a microphone and tell you what you were viewing, which was silent, right? So this revolutionized everything.
And as a matter of fact, we're speaking with Jill Drew once again. The films are Primary and then Crisis Behind a Presidential Commitment. Sharon Town Hall, Friday, October 4th at 7 in the evening, and Sunday, October 6th at 2 o'clock. Both films back-to-back both days. And by the way, tickets are $15. Proceeds benefit the Sharon Democratic Town Committee. But of course, because it's town hall, seating is limited. You can go to sharonct.org for tickets. One thing I want to point out about these pictures and these documentaries that you're talking about, Jill, is what you put in the notes. Primary was one of the first 20 films named to the Library of Congress National Film Registry, and even Crisis Behind a Presidential Commitment is also in that library as well.
Yes, so these films have been preserved by the Academy of Motion Pictures out in Los Angeles, the people who do the Oscars. They've preserved them. This amazing outfit, Criterion Collection, which does just very prime classic films, they have restored them, and they're available on DVD. And the Library of Congress, many years ago, realized, you know, we know that a lot of film is not forever, yep. Right? You know, and there's a lot of issues, especially with the nitrate on the film and all that. So the Library of Congress realized that they had to, that there was a national interest in preserving films that demonstrated, you know, what life is like, and things that had particular artistic mastery or historical relevance. And these films were, you know, the first year they were nominated, the first year they started it, they put Primary in there, and then Crisis. Let me just correct one thing, Marshall. The website to go to is the Democratic Town Committee's website, so it's SharonDTC.
Okay, SharonDTC.com. Okay, SharonDTC.com. org.
Org. Yes. We're both getting it wrong this morning. I need another cup of coffee.
That's right. Hey, what happens? All right. So once again, both those films back to back Friday, October 4th at 7 and Sunday, October 6th at 2. And once again, after both those films are shown, there's going to be wine, beer, soda, and popcorn and homemade treats available for purchase. And once again, tickets are at SharonDTC.org on the web. Jill, thanks for pointing this out to us and bringing these films to the area. It's always great to take a look back at history in the making.
Yes, thank you so much, Marshall. Really excited about this, and I'm so happy to be talking with you about it this morning.